This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
410-583-1057. We're ripping it with Ryan, Bob Hating, Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken with us. Starting two Fridays from now, this will be a weekly occurrence throughout baseball season from noon to two. So not necessarily going to be all baseball. We'll talk about, you know, NBA, whatever else is going on. NFL draft. I mean, your buddies with DaCosta and Harbaugh and all that good stuff.
Hey, whatever we want to talk about, right, Bob? I mean, but people like baseball, but there's other things that happen, right? Yeah. For the most part.
There's plenty to get into. And, you know, I like food.
Oh, who doesn't? Hey, you know what? Especially,
as you can tell.
You know, especially food. I just tried this the other day with my own work. I tried the Toronto Blue Jays specialty food, French fries with white frosting and cotton candy. The Iron Rooster and I, we were trying different foods.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I know that wasn't part of the plan now.
No, French fries.
You got French fries, put a little white frosting on there.
Like you would, like, what are they, fried dough or something like
that. Yeah, and then you're putting cotton candy right on top. And it sounds exactly like it tasted. French fries with cotton candy.
I'm not digging that flavor.
It wasn't as bad as you think. You know what? I'll have to bring a sample in next time for you and Nolan.
All right, let's get out to the phones. We've been talking a lot about Maryland's season ending last night, getting blown up, quite frankly, in the second half. And the exit of Kevin Willard and Buzz Williams, leader in the clubhouse, whatever that means. Let's go to Dan in Towson. Dan, thanks for holding what is happening on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Hating, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Dan. No Dan. All right, let's go to Rashawn. Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's happening?
What's going on, Bob? And Ryan.
Did you stay out of trouble yesterday?
Yeah, I try to, man. You know, it's all, you know, Dustin ain't here, so, man, you know, I ain't got nobody to rile me up.
Yeah, man. You got snatched by customs.
He's in Buffalo somewhere trying to figure out a plan B to get over the border, man. But, hey, listen, you made a comment earlier, right? You said that Nolan don't know who Joe Smith is, right? He wasn't around that era, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows who he is, but he wasn't alive when he played.
Yeah, well, last week I had a Maryland number 22 jersey on. Let me test your knowledge, Bob. You know what that is, right?
Keith Booth.
Keith Booth. There you go, Bob, man. So Dustin was like, who the hell is number 22, man? God. I was like, Keith Booth. And he was like, I think I heard of him. I'm like, man, I forgot these kids so young, man.
You know, played with Joe Smith, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. Got drafted by the Bulls, like the first round pick. So after the Bulls, I think he won a championship with the Bulls, did he?
Or maybe he got a ring. He got a ring. Yep.
Okay, yeah, man, but anyway, Puffy Pants game last night, man, both games, you know, but far as the Terps go, like, I'm not really stressing about Willard leaving. Everybody, you know, mad at him and everything like that. If we didn't have Queen Bob, we'd be like an NIT team or maybe on the bubble. So I don't think he's that great of a coach. So he's going to find out the hard way, and he's going to Villanova, right?
That's what they're saying.
The reports are out there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do too good up there, you know. So it is what it is. Like, Florida was the better team. I mean, hey, just better team, bigger, stronger, faster.
Hey, thanks, Rashawn. Have a great weekend. We got to get some other people in here. Look, second half, they treated Maryland accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up two over the Terps in a first half where they played like crap.
Yep.
They averaged 10 turnovers a game for the season. They have 13 in the first half. Their second best player, yeah, you make an argument because they're really deep, missed most of the game.
Yeah.
And Maryland was still losing at halftime. That did not bode well for the second half, as we saw.
Well, that's why they were number one seed. That's why they were. I mean, look, you're saying 13 turnovers in the first half, 17 for the game. They had four the second half, and then outshot Maryland, out-rebounded Maryland. It's the reason why the Gators have only lost four games.
And you mentioned this in the opening of the show, Ryan. The hustle place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every rebound is like Will Chamberlain just snatching it from the rest. Their guards were picking up these loose balls. Their players were getting on the floor. Maryland, they just out-hustled Maryland. And Maryland's inability to rebound the ball in the last four games is mind-boggling. And we said it, or I was saying it yesterday on the show. If Florida kills them on the offensive glass like Colorado State did, they're going to make Maryland pay. What, they have 29 second-half points or something crazy like that?
Mm-hmm. And also, they out-rebounded Maryland, doubled it, and also 50-50 balls. You want a chance against a superior team, and Florida was. I mean, look, they could hang with Florida, but if you want a chance against a deep, talented Florida team, you got to win those hustle 50-50 balls, and Florida just took it from him.
Looks like Kevin Willard's out the door to Villanova. Buzz Williams apparently is the leader to replace him. Texas A&M. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Rashawn's right, man. And you look at his resume. Without their queen, Willard's just an average coach, and that's just a fact. The other day before yesterday's embarrassing game, Nolan said it straight. He's like, Willard's making this all about himself. It was mind-boggling. For 10 days, he's in the freaking Sweet 16. He's making it about himself. Not at all about the team. I thought that was disgusting. But let me hit baseball real quick. I got to say something. I joined Apple to watch a baseball game last year, and to watch the game tonight, you got to join Apple. And I just want to tell everybody, and I'm 55, I'm not the quickest, you know, whatever. So I haven't been able to cancel it. So be careful if you join Apple. It's not the easiest thing to cancel. But I also think Sugano's start Sunday is humongous. I mean, if he's the number two starter, I think he can be. That flips this season in a good way. But Ryan, if you could answer off the air, I thought Holiday was stepping in the bucket against the lefty yesterday. I was wondering your opinion on that. But Bob, real quick, have you ever been more embarrassed by a Terp performance? I mean, like you said yourself, in the first half, Florida was playing like it was a pickup game. But once they started playing, they just embarrassed Maryland.
Yeah. Go back to the 2000 tournament second round against UCLA. That'll look like one of Maryland's greatest performances last night compared to that debacle. All right, PT, thanks for the call. Did you notice any, getting back to Holiday, point in the first base there?
Well, so I'll say this a little bit. Obviously, for lefties in general, when you have a left-on-left matchup, the feeling you have to fight is to try to keep your shoulder in, stay on the baseball. Why? Because with a lefty throwing with the angle, you know, lefties are funky. I'm a lefty. I can speak on that. We're funky. So when that's coming in, you sometimes can have a little of that perception, and you have to be more on staying closed. And when I mean close, that front shoulder, Bob, right? And so saying stepping out of the bucket, so that term, for people that don't know what that is, it's that front foot that's leading when he's going to stride, it's going out instead of saying maybe right on course or maybe even a hair in. I think in general, I would say this. Jackson, if you watch a lot of his at-bats, will sometimes like to swing really hard and out of his shoes, and he naturally can fall over more and fall out. So I'll go back and even dissect that a little bit more, but Jackson does have a little bit of a history of already doing that, and I will say for those lefty-lefty matchups, you can be exposed more if you leak just a hair. Then that lefty pitcher has all the advantage in the world.
We're ripping it with Ryan Ripken. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is how you join us. Send your song request, plus for text line. Featured artist Friday. It is the Beastie Boys talking a lot about Maryland. Certainly the Orioles in action. 6 home runs, which was an opening day team record, which broke the 06 team in 1982 Memorial Stadium, where a moose-headed and God let us Bob Haney was in attendance physically.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Against Kevin Gausman and Nolan, before we get back to the phones, and if you're on the phones, hang tight at 410-583-1057. Beastie Boys featured artist Friday. You know, Apple TV doesn't sound like you can go up to the local watering hole and watch the game on the tube. Unless you bring some sort of device to hook it up, right? I don't know.
If you find a good spot, they're on top of things. Certain bars, they know what they're doing, but a couple instances last year where I don't have Apple TV. I'm not going to pay for it just for one or two games. So you go have a drink at the bar, and you walk in, they're like, what are you talking about? What's Apple TV? We don't have that. We got cable here. You know what, out of luck.
Yeah, well, have fun with the cooking channel then. Well, I got some sports on here. Well, you got Sweet 16, of course.
They get used to it. Get used to it, because I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot more of these streaming things with the ESPN and MLB now not being involved.
Oh, sure.
And by the way, though, it was right, though. Make sure you try to cancel your membership after the 7-day trial. It's a great 7-day trial. Some great shows on Apple.
Oh, really?
But then it does, yeah. That's
what should I watch, Ryan?
I was watching. I got into Severance, and it was I actually didn't know if I'd like it, but I didn't know what all the fuss is about. I'm a fan.
Yeah,
big fan.
I know the show. It's the guy from remember Step Brothers?
Yeah, Derek.
Yeah, he was singing, I Can Go High, and he was at Party Down.
Good. Hasn't had a carb since 08 or something right. like that, just
go
like
ahead,
Nolan.
Punch me in the bleeping face. But he's in that. But, yeah, like you, I don't have Apple TV Plus. But, you know, the Bobster's got ways of figuring things out.
There are resources out there.
Dig what I'm saying. All right, Terps are done. Looks like Kevin Willard is as well. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Featured Artist Friday? Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing, Ryan? I had the pleasure of waiting on your dad and uncle back in the day. My first job in the 80s down at Domino's. They used to come in there, and that was my first job. I had the pleasure of waiting on them back in the day. It's nice talking to you. And I want to bring up a couple things. First of all, you was talking about Cooper Flagg and Derek Queen being on that team in Florida. I want to give kudos to my Mount St. Joe, where I went to high school and graduated from. They went down there and beat them that year with Imani Hansborough, who's at West Virginia now. So I don't know how good that team was, but the Mount went down there and beat him, upset him.
Well, we were talking off the air, Kwame Evans, and you know who he is, of course, Tony, Jr. He played with Mount Verde, too. I think he and Queen may have overlapped a year or two there before he went to Oregon.
I think so, but Baltimore's got some. But you just wanted to make sure that we knew that Baltimore still got it on the top programs.
Right.
Yeah, he put it out there, whatever. I want to bring up a couple of things and correlated to the Ravens. Now, yesterday's game, I was at that 13-5 beating in 82, Bob. I got out of school a half day. Dan Foyt went deep. Cal went deep. I think we ran Dennis Leonard out of there.
Yeah, Eddie hit a grand slam, and George Brett hit a home run.
Yeah, we blew them out.
And I ran out on the field, and it was a terrible situation.
Yeah, yesterday's game was reminding me of how this team could go out there and look like Harvey Wallbangers. And I correlated to the Ravens. I said, coming into the Ravens season, I didn't care if Lamar went out here and had these 5 touchdown games and set all these records. I need to see that in the playoffs. Now, this is just me. I know we have a long season with the Orioles, and I'm enjoying it, but I have a little bit of that feeling also. You know, when you have these games and pile up all these records, I need to see this, the best 2 out of 3 in October. I mean, should I feel wrong at being to that point with the Orioles like I am with the Ravens?
No, I don't think so at all. I actually think that that's what the Baltimore fans now expect. It's not necessarily who cares what you do in the regular season, because you got to get there. I think that sometimes we can undermine how hard it is to get to the postseason. But how are Baltimore teams remembered right now, Bob? What you do in the postseason for the Ravens? Yeah. Can you get back to the Super Bowl? They've gone to the playoffs. And for the Orioles now, it's can you win a game? Can you win a series? And whether you win 100 games or 85 and sneak in, you're going to be judged by what you do October and beyond.
Right. That's what I said. I don't care if they win 85 or 95 games. I want to see some, you know, some statistics and some numbers during that, you know, first round of the playoffs because of what's happened in the last 2 years. That's all I have for today, guys. You
all
have
right,
a good
Tony,
weekend.
Thanks, man. You do the same. And look, for the Ravens, and we've talked about it on the show, they're in Super Bowl or bust mode.
Mm-hmm.
Orioles, hey, they go 89-73. Get to the divisional round, maybe even make it to the ALCS. All right, well, I think we'll take that. They go 105 and whatever and lose in the DS like they did a couple years ago to Texas. That's going to be unacceptable. I think for the Ravens, they got to get to the Super Bowl. Even getting to the AFC Championship game now is going to be unacceptable in the eyes of a lot of people here.
Well, it's because they've already done that. The first thing it was for, okay, can the Ravens in the Lamar Jackson era, can you get to the AFC Championship game? Okay, you checked that off the list. You had that disappointing finish at home. But now everything other than that, there's no other prize besides get into the bowl and see what you can do. And for the Orioles, though, I mean, look, baseball's got way more variance, in my opinion, because look at last year. No team won 100 games in all of baseball. And even when teams did win 100, it's whoever's hot at the right time. And it just takes one pitcher or two who is dealing, and they can shut down any lineup. The Dodgers went on to win the World Series last year. They were one game away from being eliminated by the Padres. Backs against the wall in San Diego, and they forced a decisive game, right? And then they go on to win the whole thing. So, yeah, but for Baltimore fans, I think you just feel better if you see them take a step because, yeah, you haven't had a playoff win since, what, 2015, Bob?
2014.
14. Sorry, I was trying to – missing a year. So over a decade. I think that's what's in the minds of people, especially when we hear of how much young talent this team possesses.
They haven't won a home playoff game since the Delmon Young game. In the ALDS against the Detroit Tigers.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of making up to do for sure. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is the number. Kevin Willard looks like he's going to Villanova. No longer a gigantic secret. Buzz Williams is now the name that's kind of widely reported as being the possible replacement. And if the Orioles get to the playoffs, win a series, is that good enough for you? In the Sweet 16, 87-71. We'll get to the ugly particulars here in a second. And then prior to that, nice swoosh, by the way, in between cuts. Good job. That's high-level production, Nolan McGraw.
Pulling out all the stops today.
There you go, man. Mm-hmm. And then that was Seton Hall, Kevin Willard. And very similar. And if just tuning into the show, we're ripping it with Ryan Ripken. And we'll be doing it every Friday, starting in a couple of weeks from noon to 2. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. I didn't know that they were that identical, almost, the comments Seton Hall versus Maryland. And outside of throwing the wife in last night, I talked to her, almost verbatim what he said as he was peacing out from Seton Hall there.
Yeah, you know, we said it earlier, actions speak louder than words, unless the words are the same actions from the last time we had this rodeo, right? And it just, everything, the writing's been on the wall here. And, hey, look, I can give credit of saying you're not going to talk about it, but let's be honest. Someone's talking about it. You are in the know of what is happening. The unfortunate thing is, in this case, is that so much attention was brought to this that it kind of took away from what great of a season the Terps had here down in College Park.
And he brought up the Damon Evans SMU stuff, and it might have been percolating underneath the surface, but he put it out there for all to hear. And then, you know, 24 hours later, you know, it was confirmed that Damon was going to Southern Methodist University. But a lot of people running hot with Kevin Willard. Got booed last night on their way to the arena in San Francisco, snuck in through the back door after the loss. Nolan McGraw has already exercised him from his memory bank as three-year coach, two tournaments and a Sweet 16.
That sounds pretty fitting. Lead from the back kind of guy instead of lead from the front. Go in the back door instead of the front. I mean, hey, I think it checks out.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to D.C. It's Darren. Darren, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, I just want to see the Orioles win a game in the playoffs. Just win a game and go from there. That's the first thing. And then the Ravens, I think they finally have the guy on offense that can help Lamar lead and make sure that the team understands time and situation. By that point, he would have been long traded or would be phased out. You won't have to worry about Mark Andrews dropping passes and fumbling, et cetera. But going to Kevin Willard, the young man Kevin Willard, and I'm calling him that on purpose, this is a message to him. You should only be courageous, strong, and tough when you absolutely need to be. People that walk around playing tough guy are just that, fake tough guys. He didn't have to say one word in that press conference about what was going on, contract, whatever, just like no comment, that's, you know, private, whatever. You ran your then boss under the bus, then you wanted to take a shot at the university. If I was Villanova, I'd rescind. I'd be like, man, do we really want this guy being the face of our athletic program? Because basketball is, you know, king there. This is a young man, not a grown man. And I'd say that right to Kevin Willard's face. All of this running, I'm going to go in the back door, I'm going to do this, do that, pause. Stand up, be a man, and just say, I ran my mouth. I took away from these players that I claimed to adore. And you know what? Yeah, I'm leaving for more money, what I feel is a better opportunity. Stand on your word 10 toes down. Be a man, not a young man. Later, guys.
All right, Darren, coming in strong with the, harsh criticism of Kevin Willard, and I don't think he's off base at all. We were talking yesterday, Ryan, that maybe, and a lot of Maryland fans felt this way too, Bill Frieder. Remember, he announced he was leaving the University of Michigan for Arizona State prior to the 89 tournament. Bo Schembechler, who was the AD at the time, said, I want a Michigan man leading Michigan. Fisher, who was an assistant, Steve Fisher, takes over. They win the national championship. Glenn Rice had a crazy tournament.
Right.
Then he went on to recruit the Fab Five and had, you know, a bunch of other great teams. I mean, was it too late in the game, if you will, to 86 Willard and then just put someone in his place and hope for the best, like Greg Manning Jr., for instance?
Yeah, you know, one thing I wanted to say with all of this, and this would be why it's so souring with it, is that if, you know, the reports are true and Kevin's gone, if Kevin made the comments about saying, hey, I wanted to have changes at Maryland, or I want it for my program, and you stay in Maryland, and that shows the fan base, hey, I am here for the long haul, then all those comments and all this opinions about him are more validated of going, hey, this is our guy moving forward. But for all that to be said and then to leave, then it's feeling like, you know, that's where people are going. It feels like it's shots while you're heading out here. There's a difference there. You stay and you're our guy, we'll back you. But it feels like you said all those things just to leave us after. I think that's what's so souring to so many of the Maryland faithful.
Now, with Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
And as we talked about his track record, he's taken every team he's coached D1 to the NCAA tournament. It's been a Sweet 16s, Elite Eight. Went to the second round this year. Got upset by Michigan as a 4 seed. Why would he come here? Now, Texas A&M football's king. Maryland basketball is already men, and with all due respect to Bobby Ross and certainly Ralph Regan, and you know, I know they were winning national championships back in the 50s and Jerry Claiborne in the 70s. men's hoops has always been kind of the resonator with a lot of the fan base here. Why, if you're Buzz Williams, would you leave Texas A&M when you, I think his contract either expires after this year or next year, to come to a situation with no AD? I mean, there's plenty of time to portal up because that thing's open, it seems, forever. Mm-hmm. But the coach who's having success is tapping out. I mean, he went farther in the tournament than you did. Why would you leave Texas A&M, where you're solid, to come to Maryland, where it seems as though there's nothing but uncertainty right now?
Well, sometimes everyone has different, you know, opinions and what they value, right? We talk about players going somewhere, coaches where it's going closer to home, or they have a destination or choice. Or maybe there's something about Maryland that the challenge that you want to be remembered, like legacy nowadays. We don't see as much of people staying where they are and becoming a legend at the school, whether it's coaching, whether it's players, right? Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
But some coaches love the challenge, and some coaches love the pedigree of what schools resemble. No knock to Texas A&M. Big school. They care about their college athletics. But we just talked about, what do people care about here in Maryland? They care about basketball. And so Buzz Williams can go, could I be that guy that could bring it back? And does he want to become etched in this Maryland legendary status? That, to me, would be appealing, just because I love to try to live for those moments. So maybe that's what Buzz wants, is seeing the potential of what he can do at a very prideful university.
Yeah, and we go back to the football versus basketball in College Park, and I'm a fan of both. In the 70s, Lefty was always trumping Jerry Claiborne when they mm-hmm. had those good teams winning ACC titles. 80s, the same thing. I mean, we talk more about the 84 Len Bias ACC tournament than the fact that Maryland had won the ACC championship in football that year, and the year they came from 31-0 down to beat Miami in the Orange Bowl. In the early 2000s, as good as Ralph's teams were, and they were really good
yeah.
with E.J. Henderson and Bruce Perry and all them dudes, Vernon Davis, Maryland was winning national championships in basketball. So they always were kind of taking that second. They were the Robin to the basketball's Batman, if you will.
Yeah, and you know what? The reputation for Maryland is still, in my opinion, it is a basketball school. It is a basketball state. The DMV, the region, everywhere you go, they love basketball. And I actually have that clip we're talking with Gravis Vasquez. Maybe I play it now or a different time. But he said, when I came here, how people made me feel for being a part of the program. And when I heard that, when I was even going through recruiting with baseball and going for colleges, I loved hearing about the communities. And I think that's a part here that people underestimate. Maryland just loves their basketball and would do anything for the people that are committed to the program.
We're ripping it with Ryan Ripken. We'll come back, get to your American League East report. Orioles win yesterday handily. A couple of other games took place in the division, and the Tampa Bay Rays make their season debut later this afternoon against Colorado. If you're on the phones, we'll get you at 1 o'clock. Anything you want to get into, Maryland hoops season over. Looks like Willard's tenure is done. And what about these Orioles? If they go 88-74 and win a game or two in the playoffs, are we cool with that? Or they better get to the ALCS at least, because we know the Ravens bar is really high.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
Time for your American League East report. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Ryan Ripken. We're ripping it with Ryan here on this Friday, starting in 2 weeks, every noon to two. We'll be ripping with Ryan Ripken as we're getting deeper into the baseball season, which started yesterday. Orioles, of course, clobber the Blue Jays 12-2. Adley Rutschman, 3-for-5, 2 homers, 3 ribbies. Cedric Mullins, 3-for-5, 2 homers, 5 driven in. Tyler O'Neill reached base 5 times, 3-for-3 with a homer, 6. I did not know this. Thank you, Ken Weimer, for letting me know before the game. But 6 straight opening day home runs, which is a Major League Baseball record for Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you placed that bet and you cashed in 6 straight years. Death taxes and Tyler O'Neill is going to go deep. Tell you what, so far, people were worried about the signing. It's off to a great start here in Baltimore with the Birds.
Jordan Westberg, 2-for-4. Nolan, you picked Westy to win the MVP, right?
I never actually gave an MVP pick.
Oh, we didn't do Orioles MVP?
You kept talking about the Adley stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to Bogart the microphone. But who is your MVP for the
I don't know. Gunner. Why not? Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
How original.
But Westberg, I think, is a
sound
fair.
Sound like a hater over there.
Yeah, fair.
Hey, can I make a quick point with the Westberg?
Yeah, go ahead.
If Gunner might still be the MVP of the team, Westberg, to me, is the most important player that's on their roster right now.
Yeah, he's kind of, I'm going to use basketball comparison, old man style. Showtime Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You got Magic, right? Say he's Gunner. You got Kareem. He's Adley. Westberg's the Jamal Wilkes, a stud. All-star in his own right, but kind of gets overshadowed by the other guys.
And you know what I heard last year when he came back, or I said when all the stuff was going wrong, they didn't say all our injuries, pitching, whatever it was. They went, we just needed Westberg to be back in the lineup. Just knowing that guy's out there makes us feel like we have all the confidence in the world.
And he's got that all-fields offensive approach.
Oh, he's got ridiculous pop. To right, center, and left, man. He's the real deal.
Zach Eplin, six strong, gives up the two-run homer to Jimenez. That was kind of all she wrote. And we talked about it, Ryan, in the earlier portion of the show. He was so effective, he goes six. You're blowing him out by this point, but throws less than 80 pitches. So you get a dominant win, a strong performance, and he's not wasting stuff late in the game here.
Yeah, and I mean, I think maybe later on we can play the clip from Ben McDonald about what it means to... You don't have to be the power pitcher. And because look at Zach Eflin's number. There's nothing there that was overpowering. But you know what he did? O's scored runs. He went back out there, put up a quick zero, got right back in the dugout. Did he allow a lot of free passes? Nope, only one, and you go six innings, right? That is a recipe for success. In today's day and age, you either have the power, ridiculous stuff, where you live with that, or you're a guy that just knows how to get outs and eat up innings. That's Zach Eflin.
Elsewhere in the American League East, yesterday, it was opening day for the most part. Dodgers and Cubs had already played two in Japan. But the Yankees taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And for the Yankees, they got a little whipping stick action right out of the gate.
That is ripped into right. Back at the wall. See ya! Home run! What a start. Yankees on top, one zip.
Yeah.
Here's a pop fly into right. Back at the track. This ball will carry and go. Pope with the second of the day for the Yankees, and it's 2-0 New York.
Joe Buck, ESPN on the call. Wells leads off the game. First Yankee to ever lead off opening day with a homer. That's good. My mind is blown, man. And then Volpe with the pop-up that just kept carrying into the seats at Yankee Stadium. But 4-2 was the final score. New York wins over the defending NL Central champion Brewers. See, Joey Ortiz had a couple of knocks there for Milwaukee.
Yes, he certainly did. I mean, the Milwaukee Orioles, they got a couple former O's over there. Tobias Myers, one of their pitchers, was my teammate in the minors, was traded for Tim Beckham Jr., I believe was the move there. But for the Yanks, though, to be honest, I know it's not what Orioles fans want to hear. Austin Wells, I think, is going to be a big part of them. And also, that home run was only in one of 30 ballparks, by the way, here. Right. But Anthony Volpe is actually the one that I think he's the guy that got compared with Gunner, if I'm not mistaken. Two young shortstops. Who's going to be better? There's a difference right there. But Anthony Volpe getting off to a solid start, I think, is going to be massive for them, because the Yankees, we want to talk about question marks for their offense. There's a lot because of losing Juan Soto. They're trying to replicate a lot of offense, and that's going to be the big question mark.
Yeah, Carlos Rodon gets the win. Boston against the Texas Rangers, Red Sox. It was down to the late stages of the game. And how about a little long ball action there to save it for the Bo Sox?
Here's the pitch. Williard drives one high and deep into right field, at the track, at the wall. Gone! He got the slider. He launched a three-run homer, his second of the day, and it is 5-2 Red Sox.
Red Sox radio, as you could tell on the call. Willier Abreu, three-run homer, ninth inning. And as you heard on the call there too, Ryan, his second of the day. Boston will hold off the Texas Rangers. Dramatic win, 5-2.
Hey, overall, pretty good day for the AL East teams, you know, besides the Blue Jays, obviously. But the Red Sox, look, this is a team that You win these close games early. I always like to say, if you can find a way to get seasoned the earliest possible way, do it. And for the Red Sox, ninth inning tie game, why not break it open? And probably the other intriguing factor is Chapman. You know, obviously very talented, but there's a lot of different outcomes that you can get. But one thing's for certain, when he is on, he can be very dominant, especially in a closing role.
Yeah, he looked like kind of almost scrap heap guy. A couple years. Texas traded Cole Reagans.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked out for the Royals, obviously. But Chapman now the closer in Boston. Will this be a good or bad thing, as Ryan Ripken said? Coming up today in the division, Orioles Blue Jays game two. We'll talk more about this next hour. Morton against Gausman. But the Rays make their debut at George Steinbrenner Field. Tell us about that stadium. They take on the Rockies. Freeland against Pepio.
Well, there's a lot of things to get into that, right? So I want to just point one thing out. I still can't get over the fact that Tampa's not playing in their home ballpark, and that's a whole other thing to deal with. And shout out the Yankees, though, for allowing this. And you've seen the photos of that, by the way, down there? Have they redone it? They redone it to say, hey, this is the Rays ballpark.
Yeah, they've logoed it up a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what I'm really curious about with the Rays? McClanahan not being there to start is a concern. But this is the one team that kind of just is scrappy, right, Bob? They continue to just find a way. I'm not expecting huge things from Tampa as far as the between the Red Sox, Yanks, and the O's. But Tampa's going to be a team that's going to be, I think, a little bit better than people anticipate.
They're that pain-in-the-ass team that just tends to disappear.
Exactly.
And look, they've had defections. They had their best star player. Probably never going to play baseball again in Franco, but we'll get into that and more. You want to join us, 410-583-1057. Ripping it with Ryan Ripken here on this Featured Artist Friday. Beastie Boys, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Final hour of the program coming up next.